Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond, and I want to give a shout out to everybody who's purchased swag and gear from our website, because with every purchase, you guys, and especially that coffee mug, seems to be a big hit right now, goes right back into supporting our programs and our services that we bring to you guys. So it's the podcast, the chat, and our after-hours support to you when you need it. So we're there when you need it, and you are there for us, and we really appreciate it. And thank you again so much. If you want to check out what we've got, latest and greatest, go to drdeblynn.com/gear and check it out. All right, so let's talk about what today's topic is. Drum roll, please. Have you ever felt, after seeing a motivational speaker, really super hyped up and pumped? Have you ever had that experience? Have you ever watched a YouTube video of a motivational speaker or even attended one of their seminars? And while you're there, in that moment, you feel so pumped up. You are like, yep, when I get back to my home office or when I get back to the office, man, I am taking all this information and I am going to implement everything. And you're with other people and you're like, yeah, I'm going to do it too. I am going to do it too. And what happens when we get back home? What happens when we get back to the office? Our intention, because in that moment of attending that seminar, attending that webinar, listening to that motivational speaker, right? Watching them on stage, seeing them, you know, do their thing, talk the big words, right? Pump up the audience. You see people cheering and standing and hooting, right? What happens when you get back home? That information stays on your desk. It gets shelved. And then maybe weeks later, you think, oh yeah, you know what? I really meant to do that. So why does that happen? Why is it when we attend and we see these motivational speakers, these great speakers, that we feel and we have this feeling of, yeah, I want to do it. And then it all fizzles out. See, motivation, guys, isn't sustainable. It gets us excited in the moment and provides a stimulant. Did you know that? It stimulates enthusiasm to do something. But it's not sustainable. So what is sustainable? See, I know that you guys know, right, that I'm a researcher. And so probably the next thought you were thinking of is, okay, so we get about motivation. So what does Dr. Deb have in her back pocket here? Where is she going with this? And where I'm going with this is, who are you listening to? Who are you watching? Who are you reading that is an encourager? Somebody who encourages you. See, the difference between motivation and encouragement is, like I said, motivation is a stimulant. It stimulates an interest. It stimulates enthusiasm to do something, but it's not sustainable. It's not long-lasting. We want the everlasting God-stopper of encouragement. Why? Because encouragement provides a support, a confidence. And did you know that encouragement provides hope to someone? See, motivational speakers don't provide hope. They stimulate. People who are encouragers, they provide support. They provide a way of developing confidence for somebody and hope. Have you ever looked at, let's just take sports, right? You ever look at a coach, right? Coaches are great at doing this. They encourage players. They encourage. Look at Little League. You see the little kid out there who's trying to hit the ball, right? And just keeps, you know, not hitting it, right? Just keeps striking out and striking out. With encouragement from a coach, they help provide confidence to somebody and even hope. There's a video that went viral, and it's about this little kid who's trying to jump on top of a block. And he keeps falling. I'm sure you guys have seen this. If you haven't, you got to check it out. And he keeps falling and falling and falling. And his dad just keeps, you know, encouraging him, you know, pats him on the bum and, you know, he's trying to do it again. And when that kid jumps up on top of that block, it is like, yes, and you see it. And then the dad picks up the kid and he's hugging him and kissing him and the video goes off. Encouragement is sustainable. And why encouragement is sustainable is because we can recall the moments of being encouraged. We can recall the things that people said to us, how we felt. When somebody encourages us and when we receive encouragement, we develop a confidence within ourselves because somebody believes in us. They tell us, hey, you know what? I know you got this. You can do this. I know you can. And do you know who and what kind of people are encouragers? They are the underdogs. They are the wounded healers. They are the people with lived experience that continue to knock it out of the park, including when we have days where it's not such a good day, you know, and we let people know because we share our lived experience, because we share our hero's journey. Now, what happens when encouragement grows? Do you love all these questions? I'm asking you because I want you to think. I want you to be thinking about not the semantics of the word. I want you to think about the actual meaning, our social meaning of these words and how they impact our mental health and our overall well-being. So how do they affect my physical body? How do they affect my emotions? How do they affect my mind? How do they affect my mental state? How do they affect my physical state and my energy? See, when we go listen to motivational speakers, they gladly take our cash. They gladly want you to sign up for their stuff. They gladly want you to buy their books, you know, all the swag and gear and whatever they've got, right? And you're hyping, hyping, hyping. The next thing you know, all your walls looks like, you know, like you're a groupie of these people. But where is the encouragement? Where? Where is the next thing that grows from encouragement, which is, drumroll please, inspiration. See, when encouragement grows, guys, it grows into inspiration. And inspiration touches us in our heart and it touches us in our soul. Some people might say, well, it touches me in my gut. And yes, we call it different things. But I know that you understand what I'm saying. It touches us in our heart and it touches us in our soul. Inspiration is something that does more than motivate. See, motivation is temporary. A bonus at work. You know, oh, I'm going to dangle the carrot. And if you do the productivity, you're going to get the bonus. That's motivation. But you know what inspiration is? Inspiration is the mission and vision of the organization. And I believe it. And I want to be a driving force of helping that organization move forward. See, inspiration is in it for the long haul, guys. Inspiration means I'm in it with you till the day I take my last breath. And that's what PTSD and beyond is about. See, when people say, well, you know, Dr. Deb, you do keynotes. You're a motivational speaker. I hope I'm not. I hope I'm not a motivational speaker. Encourager? Absolutely. Inspirational? That's where I believe I am at. Because there are people who will contact me even years later and say, hey. And it's like, yeah, how you doing? Wow, you still answer your phone? Yeah, I do. The other thing about the difference between motivational and inspirational speakers, as well as people who are in, say, self-help, can you contact them? Are they touchable? Now, somebody might say, well, you know, the audience is just too big and they really don't have time. And, oh, we are here to serve people. We are here. At least that's what I believe. I believe I'm here to serve you. I believe that I'm here to share my story, including whether that's a success or a struggle or a thought, because while we are individuals, we are collective and we are unified by being people. By being people. And people are people. So, today's podcast, guys, is about helping you think about and understand and be aware of the differences between a motivational speaker and motivational support folks, as well as people who encourage and inspire. I challenge you to contact 5 people this week, guys, that you think are people that touch your heart and your soul, that encourage and inspire, and let them know. And then go out and share what you've learned from them. So what have you learned from this podcast? What have you learned from PTSD and Beyond, whether it's the podcast, the chat, some of our tweets that we post out there? What is it that helps you and be the best you ever? All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. I want you guys to make it a fantastic day and go out and do some inspiring and encouraging. All right, you guys, we'll see you again next week.